Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy, Steady J, man. It's going down, man. It's hump day. See, I know how we do it every hump day. It is hump day after dusk right here. And we always do it very big. Always something great. Always have different models or there's somebody that does something to make it very hot every Wednesday. So this is not going to be any different. We're going to definitely get it in for you on today's show, which we're going to be welcoming model Crazy B, and she's holding it down from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and she's originally from Delaware, so she's doing a little bit of everything, and it's definitely a pleasure to have her on your recording show, because this woman has done a little bit, she's done a little bit of everything, too, and her work, in which we'll be talking about that as well, is just so... It's so much variation in that. That's one thing a lot of people don't understand about when modeling to ever survive. You got to have that different bounce back. You got to give people a little bit of everything and always keep them guessing. Like, your last shoot should be to either be an increase to learning from your first shoot or also should be something different. Bring something different to the table, let people know, okay, this is another entity of me. And we'll be chopping up with her when she comes out here in a moment. But before we do that, we're going to go to our song of the day. It's from my girl, Red Shades. Oh, actually, oh, no, we're not. We're going to talk about Red Shades in a moment. Those are our guests of the hour right there. Let's go ahead and go to it. Without further ado, it's my girl, Crazy D. What's up?
Hey.
Definitely glad to have you in the building.
I'm honored. How are you?
I'm all right, you know. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. It is hump day. I had to send my public service announcement for every hump day. That is, if you're going to hump, make sure you hump responsibly. That is my special PSA. All right, now, go ahead. Going back to you, all Crazy D. I already let one in a little bit of taste of who you are, but we got to definitely get it in for you. First off, you know, kind of tell everyone where you're from originally, and you know, because you're originally from Delaware, and then how you ended up in North Kakalaki.
I moved to Fayetteville because of family, so. I've been here pretty much all my life, so you can say I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. So as far as like the fashion scene there, we'll get into that in a second, but how did you actually end up deciding to start modeling?
I had friends who was into modeling, and so I would just go to like their rehearsals and all that other stuff, and I actually wanted to do it myself, and at first it was a hobby, and then I started really getting into it, so then that's when I turned it into an actual career.
Most definitely, and so was it all, like you said, your friends started doing it, and you just kind of tagged along, started liking what you were doing. Was modeling always the first thing, your first love, or was there something else before that?
I dance and write and everything else, but I think modeling is just an add-on to, so you can basically call it a love, another love, like my second love.
So you're a dancer. Okay, that's something new I did not know about. Okay. Now we know. Actually, I'll take that back, because you actually said, in your bio, you said that you're at the age of 10, you were doing dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I pay attention a little bit sometimes. going on from that, what was like your first photo shooting? You know, this definitely set the tone for letting you know that modeling was definitely something that you were made for.
My first photo shoot was with Chris Green, and it was downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I pretty much did my own thing, pretty much did the tutus with the big bows on the side of my head type thing. I wanted to have fun doing my first photo shoot, and actually I started getting into it, and the photographer that I was working with said I had a lot of potential, so I started from there.
Most definitely. So I was in the chat room too. Someone was in the chat room. Shout out to Easy Rider. But going from that too, because I looked at some of your photo shoots, going from the beginning to what you, some of the new ones you put up there. Like a real, I've got a real tough question for you. What would you say is your favorite shoot?
Oh God! Why did I?
Yeah, that's always gotta put you on the spot. Gotta put you on the spot.
Oh my gosh. Dang, because I did a lot of good ones, but my favorite one would have to be the white bodysuit with the with the hot pink machine gun and all that other stuff. That was probably one of the funniest shoots I did.
Okay,
so I would have to say that one.
Okay, my favorite one. Oh man, it's a tough one. Let's see. I'm gonna pick two, and then when I pick two, I'm gonna try to narrow it down between two. Okay. There's the one you had the white outfit on, you had the neon gun and the glasses and whatnot.
Yeah.
Between that one and it's the one where you have like the suit on, the black suit, like you almost like a female version of Neo meets Janet Jackson meets, you know. You know what I'm talking about? You get the shades on, the little suit on.
The bow tie.
Yeah. All right, so I would say, yeah, if I had to pick between the two, oh man, I'm gonna say the gun. I'm about to say the one, the neon gun. I would say the reason why is it just stood out. It still stands out to this day. I'm like, just one of those shoots that when you go through it, it's obviously going to remind you. It's obvious because of that was one of the things that helped me attribute that I was, and I made the connection that I said, oh man, I noticed you obviously use a lot of bright, you're like wearing a lot of bright colors or incorporating bright colors into your shoots.
So
that's why I
would
pick that one.
Okay, cool.
Because I know you do that a lot. You always, even when you have the shoots when you're wearing a lot of dark stuff, you still always heavy accented with some bright color, and that's always like your trademark to what you do.
Yeah. I try to be out the box and try to be different.
So now I got another question.
All right.
Pretty tough one before I go to the music break and come back. Crazy D, how did you come up with that name?
Crazy D. Okay. I knew that question was coming. I wanted a nickname that was like catchy, different, something you don't hear every day. And since I always have people say, like, I have, like, the craziest ideas ever. I started calling myself Crazy, and the D is from my first name, which is Dayshauna, so that's what I came up with, Crazy D, as my name.
So, would you say that on a scale from 1 to 10, how crazy would most people rate you? Now, you didn't see that one coming.
I would hope, I'm going to be humble. I hope a 10, but my hypeness really wants it to be like a 20. I just want it to be like a 20.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song break, and then we'll be back and chop up you some more. Chop to my boy Easy Rider, chop to my boy Blash and Thoughts, listening as well. We're about to go into my girl Red Shades, Is There Something? And then we'll be right back on Life After Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk with my girl Crazy D. Let's go.
Hey.
We've been cool for a while, hang all the time, and you make me smile. That's right, you my homie to the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that word can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find the words to say. Debating if I really wanna do it, don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approach but fell so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it. But for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I had known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper. On it or give it a chance to waiting on you. I already got my answer, not that hard, but I don't want to force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst because I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
Disagree with that, it's truly no use because it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't got to worry about forcing me because you captured my heart. I already surrendered my best, so relinquish my chambers to any and all intentions that you make up. Should they have this talk, I went and got a shape up. That's the simple issue, do when you are love.
Girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Ceddie J.
All right, we are both in the Beagle Gun. On Life of Death Live, your boy Steady J. And my girl Crazy Dina Bill with me today.
Hey.
All right. Oh, I got to say shout out to the producer on that track, King Broswell, because he's actually one of our affiliate site members. He has a site called blackconlo.com. You definitely got to check it out. And Wits have an exclusive announcement to make on this episode that so happens to be Crazy having to come through. He's actually right now, he just posted this. He was letting all the models know on the site. And he came on there, posted an exclusive status. He was letting all the models know on the site that as far as if they provide a service or they would like to be basically like a spokesmodel or something for some of his blogs to let him know, and he will be, he's trying to give opportunities for young black women in order to, get paid while they're doing modeling, not just be another pretty face. So that could be something that you're looking forward to, Miss Crazy D.
Cool beans.
All right, so going on to some more. We're gonna get real crazy and personal now. All right, so here we go. We're going to ask, that's a lot of crazy questions. I'm in the mood for it today. Okay, so first one is, what's the craziest moment, craziest or most embarrassing moment that you've had working in the industry so far?
Let's see. It's been so many.
So many? Oh, man, this is going to be interesting.
No, the real, okay. I broke my heel at a photo shoot before. I had to go back home and get a pair of shoes.
Man, so, I mean, you know, the heels, were they perfect for the shoot, and the shoes that you got, were they still compliment the shoe, or did it kind of change up the whole idea you were going with it?
No, it was still complimenting what I had on. I was posing on a railroad on some tracks, so my heel got stuck.
Okay. You was working on the railroad. All right, now, let's see. We can keep the crazy thing going. What are the five most crazy pickup lines the guy is trying to use on you?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go from the lamest one to the most outrageous one. somebody say, like, oh, will you marry me? I've had people like, oh, I love your work. Oh, can I shoot with you? And I said the last one is, like, can I be your boy toy type thing. Like, highly outrageous.
Let's see, I think I said five. That's one, two, three.
Okay, two. Let's see. I don't know, because there's so many, like, just random stuff. I've actually had people ask me, like, where exactly am I located, like, address and all.
Wow.
I've had somebody that I don't know be like, yo, I love you. Be like, serious. I'm like, oh my God. That's cool.
I'm so in love with you.
That's cool.
Okay. Let's see. If you had this is a tough question. I don't think I've ever asked one this one here. And that is, if you had $1 million right now and you had to pick.
If
you had to pick 10 crazy things to spend it on, what would they be?
10 things to spend $1 million on.
Yes.
I would have to say just it ain't gotta be a mansion, like a nice little house, a nice little car to get me back and forth. Just to be able to like provide for my little son, and yes, I have a little boy running around here. 10 things. I would most definitely give back first and foremost, because I get a lot of support from Fayetteville and North Carolina, period, and of course other states. But I would like to most definitely give back charity, benefit events. I would most definitely give some to my family, of course. And pretty much whatever's left, whoever helped me get to where I'm at or get this $1 million, I would have to split it. Like, I would have to share it.
That's what's up. So I guess, I mean, just make sure you save me about a good 50 G's. I'll be fine.
That's fine. That's cool.
Oh, man. Now, as far as the fashion scene through your eyes in North Carolina, what's the best part of it, and how can it get better?
From my point of view, I love everything about it, and like I can't really say what I would change. I mean, what I could pretty much say is that I would just better myself every time.
So there's nothing, not necessarily change, but then there's nothing that can get any better?
I think certain categories, I'm not going to point it out, but certain categories of modeling is, to me, I feel like isn't really a challenge for me, per se, but I would really say creativity. I'm not trying to say, like, a lot of people aren't creative at all, but I would really like to see a lot more creativity when it comes to the fashion scene here.
Yeah, and I feel you on that, because that's one thing I definitely say, and it drives me to sometimes, like some people don't understand, eye candy doesn't mean that you can't have imagination.
Right,
don't understand
yeah.
what it's mindset. Someone in the crazy world thought, hey, there doesn't need to be any imagination. All I need to do is be completely naked and not doing anything different in every picture. Not necessarily, you know, it's not going to stand out, because then you're not going to really, you know, stand out to people all the time. Like, oh, okay, yo, she's naked. Okay, great. It's like, okay, whatever. But I mean,
right.
You know, do something different with it. Like, maybe you got some body paint on, do something different. That kind of spices it up a little bit. You know, you got to spice it
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Now I got a good question in the chat room. Boy, Easy Body, he says, after modeling, what is the career choice that you want to focus on?
In modeling?
Yes, after modeling, what would be something that you want to focus on after that?
I most definitely want to do start designing clothes and maybe run my own clothing line, hopefully soon. Cross our fingers. I really wouldn't mind getting into hosting and acting, and I also write, so I wouldn't mind doing a few writing projects and things like that. So me, I'm a risk taker, and I like to learn new things. So, I mean, you never know. Like,
I am most definitely. That's one tough question back in my head, and I just went, just flowed going into the deep abyss or whatever. And it's driving me nuts. I was like, oh, I had this one that was like so, now I can't remember what it was. I'm going nuts about it now. So, okay, most definitely. As far, oh no, I know what it was. As far as an eye, give us a sneak peek of what's your next idea for your next series, because you always tell these new things going on. And you, sometimes you tell me, and sometimes you're like, oh, you know, it's surprise, you know, so we don't put you on the spot.
I like to keep people guessing. Can we get a tiny hint? I give you one word. One word. Will that work? If I give you one word?
Oh, Lord, I don't even know. I feel like this is a trick, but go ahead.
A straight jacket.
Wow, okay. All right, I can already see this is going already. So I think I can see this one take the crazy part to a whole other level. I already see this. I already have an idea, but it's like when you think of something you're going to do, you still don't know. You can still take it outside the box. I have an idea, but I don't know exactly everything you're going to do yet, so I can't wait to see how this is going to unfold.
I got to keep you guessing. I can't tell you everything.
I know. All right, most definitely. As far as just getting ready to roll on out, go ahead and give some shout-outs to some people that you definitely enjoy working with.
Enjoy working with. shout-outs to Thesis, Cash and Phoenix Films, Truth Films, Vaughn and Tony Dice, John Covington that gave me my first cover of a magazine, my family, of course, my support system, and all my crazy D supporters that support me through everything.
Most definitely.
Hold up. I'm missing one person because I don't want to get chewed out. Mr. Teddy J for interviewing me today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now I know what the question was. It flowed.
I knew it was coming. I was just waiting.
Kay Stylus, how was that? You know, I know a lot of people was always wondering about that.
The king of twerk. He's not behind the cameras, he's actually a really cool dude. He's real humble. He's a real cool dude. Like, he's really cool. At first I thought he was like, you know, hype all the time because of his music. But after like sitting down and actually getting to meet him, he's actually like real laid back and real subtle, real cool. But it was fun. I spent like the whole weekend with K Stylus, going on like little trips and all that stuff. But other than that, it was fun.
So you're not all like, twerk something, girl, twerk something, girl, all day.
I mean, yeah, but that's the music. But, I mean, he's a real cool dude. We're two big fat kids, you know. We like to eat. That's cool.
All right, that is what's up. All right, get ready, ball. Now I want to remind everyone, if you missed any parts of the show, you can tune into that blogtalkradio.com/Teddy J. Look for the episode that says Model Crazy D. That's going to be Hump Day at the Dust one. If you can also go to iTunes Search it on iTunes, and it is F-R-E-E, free for those of y'all that can't spell that fast. You can just do as many times you want to on there. Or if you literally, if you type it, you type in Crazy D, Life at the Dusk, you type just those few words onto Google, that actually pop it up. So there you go.
The only model and, for that name to pop up.
Yes. Now, I guess now I got one last question actually. If you ready to go on that too. Let everyone know how they can keep up with you.
You can keep up with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, CrazyD_D, CrazyD, and that's for everything. So just like you said before, just put it in Google and it's, everything will pretty much be up there. And I'm also on Model Mayhem and DustSpot.com.
Yeah. All right, we're rolling on out. Remind y'all, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whether it's a J, or whether it's a Crazy D, or whether it's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dusk Live, your boy Teddy J, in the words of Chris Brown. This is...